Good.
All right. No problem. Guy's quiet for the first time.
How much did you benefit from your stint as interim head coach of the Dolphins at the end of the 2011 season?
I think it's helped me in terms of off the field issues, as far as, you know, players having death in families, people being late, discipline type of things, and you get a look at those things firsthand, something you don't really get to do as an assistant coach, and try to deal with those things going head on. So it kind of prepared you for the non-football issues around the football program that you don't normally see as an assistant coach. We want to have accountability, you know, first and foremost when we get the guys in. We want to address, obviously, we want to get better at the corner issues. We want to solidify and have less turnovers at the quarterback position. We want to get bigger plays down the field. We want to be tougher up front on both sides of the ball. And going in, that's what we're going to try to do. Right now, just watching film, you know, he has a good arm, he's a good athlete, and he can throw the ball and make all the throws. Without, you know, without seeing the intangibles and not being able to talk to him personally, you're not allowed to see what he knows, where his strengths are, and how those things are. So as we go forward, when we get him in there, we got to sit him down and get to see what he can and can't do, what he's good at, what he's not good at, what kind of intangibles he has going forward.
What style of offense do you guys run?
No, we're gonna run it and throw it. So we're gonna be very balanced. It's not gonna be a certain style of offense. As we get all our pieces in place, we'll kind of drift towards that as we go. But we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna throw the ball equally. So we're gonna be a well balanced offense. But, you know, you can't win games turning the ball over. I think any quarterback in the league going forward has got to be able to protect the football. You can't win without protecting the football. Every quarterback has to know that, Geno included.
On the other side of things, I think your quarterback's only had two interceptions. How do you try to increase the
Well, you got to get more than two picks from the secondary, obviously. So we just got to make more plays. Again, as we go forward and we see these guys on the field and see what we have, we'll go forward from there. But we got to get turnovers and we got to stop the ball from being turned over.
Todd, what qualities did you see in Casey Rogers and Legend
Carter? I've been with Casey for 7 years in Dallas and Miami. I've watched him grow. We kind of saw things the same way defensively. Schematically, we see things eye to eye in the same way. He's an outstanding coach. I think he gets after guys. He understands the game, having played it. He can relate to guys on and off the field, and I thought he was the perfect choice to complement what I did in Arizona.
Todd, what medical update have you been given on Dean Milner, and do you expect to have him ready for training camp or spring at all?
It's still early on in the process. You get weekly medical updates about how he's doing and how he's coming along, but we'll evaluate that more as we go. It's a little too early to see whether he'd be ready for the spring or not.
Do you think, as you're making, right now as you're making roster decisions, can you count on having him as one of your cornerbacks, or do you have to approach this as, you know, you can't rely on him right now because of the medical?
I don't think it's a matter of relying or not relying on him. It's just a matter of getting the best players in the building. You know, if he's healthy and ready to go, we'll see if he's one of the best players. If not, we'll have to do it elsewhere.
Do you believe that there's a franchise-caliber quarterback in this draft?
Without seeing them all on film, it'd be hard to say right now. You've seen them some, but you got to sit down and go through the process and see if they're mentally ready, what they know, what they don't know, how they react, what kind of intangibles they have off the field. So until you're able to talk to these guys, and seeing them throw at the combine and run at the combine, that's all well and good. But until you get those individual workouts where you get to spend time with these guys, you'll make that determination then. I think it helps the standpoint that it's not one of our home games, but, you know, playing them at a neutral site, we'll see how that goes. Going over to London, there's a lot of issues with travel and getting things ready to play, leaving early, leaving late. We'll discuss that and try to go forward from there when I get back.
What's your experience in the AFC East and Casey Rogers' experience in the AFC East? Do you think that's going to pay off for you this year?
I don't know if it'll pay off, but it'll help with the familiarity of just being in the AFC East. It's been a while since I've been in there, but Casey's been around there for about 7 years now, so he should have a pretty good handle on what people like to do.
Todd, how do you approach this combine experience as a head coach? Haven't been here before, obviously, in terms of an assistant. What's it like for you to come here now, and what are you looking for?
For me, obviously, it'll be different from an offensive standpoint. I always come when the defensive guys come, so getting together with the coaches and sitting down, seeing the offensive guys work and seeing what kind of athletes and players we're looking for going forward, that'll be the biggest difference for me coming here.
Hey, Todd, when you look at your year in Philly, it was obviously a lot of challenges. How did that season kind of affect your personal growth as a coach, and what did you learn from it?
I think it helped me grow stronger, you know, going through all the adversity, really seeing Coach Reed going through all the adversity and him coming to work every day, being the same guy, making sure the team is taken care of, the coaches is taken care of, and no matter what happened around him, you know, with all the things he went through, I had learned more from him that year from adversity and from a respect standpoint than I have anybody that I've been around. So, you know, hats off to Coach Reed for teaching me a lot about humility, a lot about leadership, a lot about character and determination. I think that helped me going forward.
Todd, you obviously had a relationship with Bruce and went out there in Arizona when you left Philly. You got a chance to meet with Chip. What was that like?
It was a brief meeting. You know, Chip's a very sharp guy, and he's a smart guy, and he knows what he wants. So, you know, I was on the way out, and he had things he wanted to get done, and it was a brief meet and greet, but we're always very cordial and say hi. I have great respect for him as a coach and as a person.
Todd, David Harris was a free agent. How important is that a guy that's important for you to bring back when
you're on? Yeah, he's a good player for us, and hopefully we can get him back. Athletically, he's fine. You know, you got to go through a lot of nuances playing a corner for the first time. So how he catches on and how he adapts and sees things, you know, going from offense to defense, obviously you got to see things upside down. So how he reacts to coverages and relates to things and how physical and how athletic he is, that'll have a lot to do with it going forward. Obviously, belief, you know, belief. We got to get them to play together. We got to have accountability. We got to gel as a team. They got to be allowed to let the coaches coach them, and we got to understand what our players can and can't do. And the faster we can get that done, hopefully the faster we can turn this thing around. Just allowing people to do things for me. You know, I like to do a lot of things on my own. So allowing people to help me do things around the office and around the building, that's probably been the biggest thing.
About Chan Gailey that made him the right choice for you for office partner?
No, Chan's been a good coach in college and as well as pro football. He's played in a lot of different offensive schemes. You know, he can get the most out of his players. Everybody respects him. He can get it yelling. He can get it talking to a person. He's very sharp in understanding what he has. He's well-balanced offensively, running the ball and passing the ball. I thought it would be a great choice for us.
How likely is it that you will bring a veteran quarterback?
It's possible. You know, it's possible. After we evaluate the draft picks and see where we are from there, we still have the free agency guys that we may try to bring in. And, you know, a lot of it is getting to know Geno once we bring him in there. But obviously we like to have somebody in place, be it a veteran or a rookie right there. I don't think it means anything to us right now. Right now, we're trying to become the New York Jets, and we're trying to become a winning ball club, so we're going to concentrate on us. You can't beat the Patriots in February, and just beating the Patriots is not going to cut it if you lose to everybody else. So, you know, we got to have a growth process and learning how to win while we're winning and trying to win and beat more than just the Patriots. You know, we're still evaluating that process. Percy's a great talent, obviously. without talking to him or trying to address things in the media. We try to handle that on our own and with respect to him and with respect to our ball club. I don't have to guess. And again, without seeing them, without sitting down talking to them and seeing them and going through the process, it wouldn't be fair to him or us.
Hey, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.